This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Toto celebrating the removal of Taijuan Walker from the Phillies rotation after tonight.
He wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't. No, yeah. He really
credit
wasn't.
Credit where due. Taijuan was all right.
But we know where it would have headed.
Yeah, it was not going to last. Yes.
I mean, it's a miracle, man. He pitched better than Aaron Nola. Imagine that.
He's allowed to get his ring now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He gets the ring. All right. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday morning. We got a lot this segment, including life advice with the Hammer, Belichick with a statement yesterday, and more. Let's listen to Howie Roseman, because he was on with Rich Eisen yesterday on a national outlet and talking about Jalen. This is pretty cool. Jalen, after the Super Bowl, meaning not like, you know, the day after the Super Bowl, but the concept of Jalen attacking a new season with a Super Bowl under his belt. Here's Howie Roseman with Rich Eisen.
What do you think he's going to look like or come across like in a way now that he's got a trophy in the case together with you, Howie?
Yeah, Jalen's had an unbelievable start to his career. Maybe one of the most process-oriented people I've ever met. And when you're that process-oriented, it doesn't change by success. You continue to do the things that have made you successful and look for ways to increase your level of being successful. And that's everything I've seen for Jalen in this offseason. He's here every day. He's working extremely hard to continue to improve. And that's really what we're all trying to do here. We're trying to get better. You know, we understand that it's hard to win championships in the NFL. And, for us, picking later in the draft, having less resources than we do, we got to all do a better job. You know, we got to continue to find ways, to find edges to compete at a championship level. And that's the goal.
That is the goal.
This is so amazing. Think about this concept. We have a quarterback here who was just the MVP of the Super Bowl. And because he's process driven, you know, yeah, the way he computes all of this, he's going to keep doing things the way he has and add to that process because it's worked so far.
Yeah, not be a fat cat and keep attacking. And
the point is, he's here. And he follows that up with saying he's here. He's doing the off-season program, essentially. I can't tell you how rare that is in today's NFL, and I'm just assuming it's not normal.
Today's NFL based on 20 years ago with you?
The fat cat, yeah.
Ben, is that what today's NFL is? John's experience 20 years ago? I can't tell you based on my experience 20 years ago how rare that is today.
The fat cats don't show up for the offseason program. Joe doesn't know.
Why don't show up for the first program?
The young guys are there. The young guys are there because they have to be.
To prove something.
These OTAs, they're mostly voluntary, you know, which means they want you there, except if you're Jalen Hurts. But Jalen shows up. Like, this is uncharted territory.
Listen, the guy's wired the right
way. He's
100%
getting
football.
All those reps in. He's still doing the OTAs. The starting quarterbacks, the starting everything, they're rarely there for these off-season events and for the workouts every day.
Yeah.
We've got our guy there all the time. But imagine the unity that creates. I've just never seen anything like this.
Well, we've seen something like it, but it's good that he's wired that way.
I haven't seen a star show up every day of the off-season. It's just not normal. It's not what you expect in the NFL, and we're lucky to have it.
No, listen, it's going to be fascinating to see Jalen, you know, post Super Bowl. I think he's going to get better. I do.
He absolutely.
I think
is.
He's going to get better.
He's working beyond work. He's actually like deduced the best way to work at this. Yeah. You know, like the process, like how he's talking about.
Sure.
I have so much confidence.
All right,
in
looks
where
he's
like going
with someone
it.
Not getting better is Belichick. So let's tackle this one real quick and then right back to the phones. Let's play the audio. We've played it a few times this week, but when his girlfriend interrupts the reporter who, or the, what do you call this person? The interview person who's interviewing Belichick for the CBS show Sunday morning, which is a good show, by the way. This is a bizarre exchange. She's essentially off the main camera, but she's visible in a different camera. And this very odd thing happened broadcast on Sunday.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
That's off camera. Ben, that was off camera that she says that. You know what would have been amazing? If the reporter had not turned to his right and responded no back to her no, if he just stayed locked on Belichick.
Ignored her.
Ignored her. Because, like, I'm interviewing you, Bill Belichick. Right. I'm not speaking to her.
That came out way too easily for her.
Well, and they're saying apparently it happened many more than one time. But let me say this. Belichick's not happy now about the criticism. And he may have a point. Let me read you his statement yesterday. Belichick yesterday issued a statement. Here's what he wrote. I agreed.
Hold on. Here's what they wrote.
But here's what Bill Belichick released. I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday Morning to promote my new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly asked the reporter, Tony, I don't know how to say his name, Dacapulli, I don't know how to say his name.
You nailed it.
Yeah. And I repeatedly expressed to the reporter and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book.
I think that's fair.
No, he might have a point, John. He really might. Here we go. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific questions or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we have been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. John, your reaction.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think he and Jordan have made really good points. And that if the interview was supposed to be specifically about the book.
Which CBS denies, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
So no limitations.
Like, so yeah, here's, like, here's there's no way sorry. CBS agrees to that interview when they can't.
Maybe. I am CBS a devotee News? Of that show.
Mm-hmm. I love that show.
Okay.
Might be the best show on TV.
It is.
Yeah.
And when those people get interviewed on that show, they're asked about everything.
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, I'm sorry.
So I tend to think you're right that they didn't agree to it. Here's the trapdoor I think that happened. And this is on the Belichick end, and he's probably really ticked at this group. I think the publicist, the publisher, Simon & Schuster, did not properly convey to CBS his wishes that it be only about, quote, the book. I think Belichick told the publisher, and the publisher did him dirty by going to CBS and not drilling it down, is my guess.
He might not have known that they were, maybe he never watched.
He's saying I told my publisher.
Yeah. Well,
what do we know happened between the publisher and CBS?
Here's what I think happened. She, from the reported behavior of her in that interview, like she stormed out once. To CBS, it became
the story.
About her.
Yeah.
Of course.
It became the story. Yeah. So that's on her.
I agree.
And Bill. But, I watch that show all the time.
Yeah.
All those interviews encompass everything.
Yeah, but the one thing is we don't know when we as a viewer can't possibly know when parameters are put on what those parameters were.
And I assume that
happens from time to time.
And Joe, here's what I'll tell you. You know, for 25 years, I booked guests for Angelo.
Yep.
And, you know, some people would say, I don't want to talk about this. Now, if it was a major story, I'd be like, well, you can't come on and not talk about it.
No question.
But there will be certain things, and I'd go, okay, I have to run it by Ange, and you know, you go, you, those things are pre, what's the word? Pre, you know, talked about.
Discussed or sometimes even understood.
You don't, you, here's CBS wouldn't blindside an interview because they would never get them again.
That's right.
So, I mean, I like to me, it's always easy after the fact for somebody like Belichick, because they don't look how, like how a story looked, to say, yeah, we told them we weren't going to talk about that. Well, then they wouldn't have asked about it. They're professionals.
Again, I'm just going to say my theory is Belichick communicated it to the publicist and the publicist did not communicate it to CBS. That's my theory.
I also didn't realize he met her when she was like 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Based on that.
So they're also trying to.
Even more credit to Belichick.
Yeah, I would go the other way, buddy. I could not be further from you on this.
He said my personal professional relationship with her. What professional relationship is there?
She's his publicist.
Well, the whole thing
she's
is.
Kind of she's a catch all.
I believe there's a word for it. Affairs. It's icky.
Thank you, James.
I don't know that word, but
very
fair enough.
Icky.
What does it begin with? Oh, the word's icky?
Icky. It's icky. Okay. The whole thing
I thought you were saying
icky.
The word. The
no,
word.
I'm saying the word that I think of when it's icky.
I got you. All right, to the phones we go. John and Manioc right now. John, good morning.
What up, man? You know, you have such a good variety show, and I wanted to talk about so many topics, and I'm just going to avoid the Belichick thing because I agree. It's icky, man. I just don't want to hear this. I want to think of him as the great, you know, defensive mind and an NFL innovator. I don't want to think of him as this dude dating someone that's like, you know, way young. So let me move on for a second here. The Flyers, they have a legitimate chance to get a top four pick, and then you have Edmonton and Avalanche picks. This is the year. I'm with Rhea. You got to go get some young talent around Michkov and then give him a few years to grow. That'll be fun to watch, but like, this is the time you got to go. Then maybe you can get a veteran or two to come in because you have young talent. As far as the Sidney Crosby versus Ovechkin thing, I'll tell you what. A lot of people in sports talk and in general, like they use the words best and greatest and top, and they're different. The best swimmer of all time is whoever has the current 50-yard freestyle record. I don't even know his name. The greatest swimmer of all time is Michael Phelps, full stop. You know what I mean? Like there's an internal thing, there's the external thing too, the records, the Wheaties boxes, the media stuff. So
I don't think the 50 matters, man. In swimming,
well, I'm just saying, whoever the fastest,
I get your
swimmer,
point.
Whoever,
I get your
the
point.
The record
John.
Holders are yeah. like all of Phelps' records mm. are broken, but he's still the greatest swimmer of all time. He got kids into swimming. You know what I mean? Like he was a bigger force.
Sure.
Ovechkin. What a lot of people don't know about Ovechkin, he's very close of getting the all-time hit record. So like, talk about longevity. While
wait, what does hit mean? Hits delivered?
Hits. NHL hits. He's going to
they track that.
Have the most gold. He's almost the most goals and the most hits. Which think about how long you.
Well,
play.
He's a physical player.
He doesn't back hits. Down from anybody.
That's amazing.
Well, you know what he really
does not back
you
down.
You know what he really is? He's what Lindros. We hoped Lindros would be.
Yeah,
it's kind
exactly
of what
right.
he is.
Exactly right. Lindros yeah. was too. He got injured too often.
He got injured.
He's back in like a month.
But man, he was. I mean, Lindros
so good.
Was so good.
Big E.
I mean,
the
he would step on the ice, and it was so exciting. My God.
I love it. But I was just going to say, last thing, just, you know, Trey, as long as you go 3-for-4, 4-for-4, I don't care. Make some errors as long as we win the game. The bullpen, I've been saying it on your station for a month. I don't know how you go from Kimbrel getting knocked out of the playoffs, Carlos Estevez walk-off grand slam to be out of the playoffs, and then you come back with a Jordan Romano off the trash heap. Go out, get a legitimate closer at the deadline, get Mason Miller, put an end to this nonsense. And the most overrated thing, obviously, is lobster, because anything you need to dip in butter – it's not that good.
I don't take lobster either. John, always good hearing from you.
I don't like lobster that much.
I love lobster.
Love lobster.
I'll take crab over lobster any day. I'll take scallops over lobster any day. I like lobster.
I love lobster.
I like lobster less
I think all those things are great.
Shellfish.
I don't put butter on my lobster.
I don't either.
I put lemon.
Same.
I
you and
I. I would take crab over linguine from a strip club any day.
Forgot about that one. Were you here that day?
Yes. I was here.
Oh, my God.
I sure was.
I mean, strip club takeout. You know, it's sometimes the guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. All right, coming up in a...
I thought about that the whole way home.
I heard from a lot of people amazing. About that one. I really did. All right, life advice with the hammer up ahead in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We've done our show from PDQ headquarters. The people, the technology, it's just so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale It's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
You know, one thing that strikes me real quick before we really fully crank up life advice, the Belichick thing, just reflecting back on it, one of the big elements of it, I think, that's been under-discussed is how much this is going to really hurt his chances to get back in the NFL if he wanted to.
Oh, I think he's done.
I think he's done too. Like, he may have been, I want to go to North Carolina for 7 years and coach their guy. He may have been, I want to coach, for a year. I want to get back in the NFL and break Shula's record. But John, Shula's record is a monster.
I think it definitely does.
There's so many people.
Who wants this running around the organization? Like, yeah, who wants Jordan Hudson as like one of the five most important people in your organization? Like,
they know he can coach them to victories. They know that his defensive mind can win games in the NFL.
Yeah, but John, 2 years in a row, no one hired him.
I understand.
Two in a row.
I understand. If we need to see what it looks like at UNC. We need to see what those defenses can do. And that's what translates. I don't care about the personal stuff. I guarantee owners, if the proof on the field is good enough,
owners care about the
personal
stuff.
They're going to take a risk.
Owners, because the personal
stuff. Especially if that risk is Bill Belichick.
No, but the personal stuff is, are you going to be a pain in the ass to me?
Am I going to have to deal with this? Right. Is this going to cause problems in my organization? Right.
It's why Shador went
so
down to the fifth round.
Yeah, like,
so people don't want to deal with it.
And by the way, how about North Carolina? They had that deal set up for Hard Knocks.
Yeah, and she supposedly derailed it.
And that apparently cost them, what, $250,000?
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, it's big business.
That's
They're
not good,
used
man.
To that.
All right, life advice is brought to us by it's just Shula. I mean, so it's really going to be Andy versus Shula. Does Andy retract down Shula? Does he want to?
I think he does.
Look, man, he's not that far away. He's a couple seasons. Andy Reid can hold the record. That is amazing. Life advice with the hammer brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They're great people. Do wonderful work. MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
We got a doozy this week.
God.
Like, maybe as much of a doozy as we've ever had. Are you ready? Here we go.
No, I'm not.
Well, get ready. This is your segment. Cardinal Blue Jay on Twitter tweets in.
Well, get a new name.
Okay. I'm assuming it's a fake name and really assuming it once I read this. All right, here we go. I've been dating this girl for a little while now. She lives with her mom. When I stay over for the night, let's just say one time the mom asked me to visit her too.
Hold on. Stayed over and the mom asked to visit her too. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
Now it's become a weekly thing. I want to end it with the mom and be honest with the girl, but how do I present this without ruining both relationships? Help me, Hammer.
All right. I need you to all refrain from commenting until I'm done playing the drops. Okay? Here we go. Here's my response.
Bang! Bang!
And that is life advice with the Hammer. That's it. I'm done. That's my advice. That's it. Can't do better than that.
Oh, man.
That's it. Am I wrong?
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's the segment.
James, you like that one?
It was really good.
Was that a creative answer?
Jimmy really liked that one.
Yeah.
I was not expecting it. That really caught me off guard.
Hey, what do you want me to tell you? Look.
No. I want you to tell him no. I want you to tell him stop it.
Run.
It's unbelievably wrong.
Yeah, it's a disaster. I mean, I really don't quite know what to say. I if you tell your girlfriend, then she's going to have a heck of a problem with her mom.
There's just nothing that you can do now. Like, well, this is... there's no way out.
There's something you can do.
Honestly, I think what you have to do is just break up with the girlfriend and never tell her why, never mention it, just move on. But you have to break up with her and move on.
Well, it's a very easy situation. If you don't care about the girlfriend, then, you know. I mean, I'm not saying.
It seems like he does, but I don't know how much you can care about the girlfriend when you're doing that. You know what I mean? Like on a real level.
If you don't care about the girlfriend, you cheat. You break up on the girlfriend and then you get with the mom.
Oh no!
Because that way you haven't cheated.
Worse advice.
You've gone daughter mom.
Don't.
And then you get back with the daughter.
Just stop.
And you get to the mom.
Stop doing what you're doing.
No.
Rhea, name the movie. 1970s.
Graduate.
Correct.
Isn't it 69?
I don't know what that is.
1969, The Graduate. The movie came out in 1960. You said 70s.
I was immediately thinking
of that. I see where your mind went.
Yeah. What?
1969 is the year The Graduate came out, yes.
Listen, Mrs. Robinson had it going on. Nothing like the daughter. Daughter was an all-timer. And with that, life advice with the hammer, we shut it down.
My God.
Creative, funny answer.
I thought it was great. I thought you crushed it.
Very funny.
Phenomenal job.
Inherently wrong,
I have one guy that told me he did that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
One guy. He told me he got with the girlfriend's mom. One guy told me that.
I've heard some awful stuff. Yeah. Really? I mean, like about family members.
Oh well, hold on. Well, if you're talking about the I word, let's not talk about that.
The what?
The I word.
No.
Okay.
No, but you know, right?
Okay. Yeah. We don't want to make jokes about that.
What we just heard was. Yeah. Girlfriend and her mother.
Yeah, opportunity knocks.
Girlfriend and sister, extended family. Yeah. Like, that stuff is just, man.
Twins.
Out of pocket. That's awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Can't imagine.
Unless it's not.
Just.
If it's age appropriate. If they're age appropriate and they're twins.
Still, yeah. It's still
like
awful.
The Sewell sisters in Cruel Intentions 2? Holy
what
hell.
What are you talking
wait,
about?
Wait, hold on.
Cruel Intentions 2?
I never saw
the Sewell sisters.
Not only is he talking about a second Cruel Intentions, but he's actually got the character's name.
No. The actress's name.
You know the actress's name.
The Sewell sisters.
This is bad.
Trust me.
That Cruel Intentions 2, was the first Cruel Intentions with Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, of course.
And Reese.
And Selma Blair,
friend
Reese.
Of the show,
and,
Ryan Phillippe.
Right, and also, forget her the other name, but the other famous actress. But anyway, it was a great cast, and then there was two. And
I
two
did was, not know that there was two.
Yeah, two was horrible.
Probably not as good.
John, no idea there was two.
The Sewell sisters? Let me tell you something, God. Man.
So, I've never heard of the Sewell sisters.
I'm going to leave it right there. I'll leave it right there.
A little horny hammer.
That's... Can't wait.
Horny Hammer. There's a nickname that has not been spoken.
Come on, man.
It's been implied. It's not been spoken.
How do we?
Are you going to write that one down? Horny Hammer?
I wasn't.
It just flows. It's too good.
I wasn't going to say it, but now I feel like it's time.
Okay.
All right. And you, Ben, I think will know who this person is. And James, I think you will. And Rhea, you may. Mm-hmm. John's going to have no clue. Ben, did you see that, and I'm not making it up, real person, Mets fan Seymour Wiener died this week?
No!
You know, James, so they always honor that guy, Seymour Wiener? Goes to all the Mets games?
Yeah.
Guy died.
He passed away.
The Mets put out a social media post in memory of Seymour Wiener. Guy was like 100 years old.
Wow.
Go to all the Mets games. Guy died.
That's wow.
That was his
bad.
Name.
That's unfortunate.
You shouldn't be laughing when someone died.
No, but I mean, the Mets,
hundred years old. Yeah. You know,
the Mets knew what they were doing, putting that statement out.
I mean, imagine living 100 years with that.
It was around 100.
What a good point, Ben. 100 years of that.
I can't imagine.
That's just torture.
Oh man.